witches that I spoke to tonight. Well, I mean, she was really interesting, gave me lots of information, was most helpful, you know, but essentially she didn't feel like she was ready to, as she put it, come out of the broom closet yet.
Is that right?
Yes.
But, you know, perhaps Deb, since there are so many thousands of listeners, thousands of witches out there, perhaps there are some listeners who are lesbian witches. So if there's anyone who would like to call in, you know, and tell us about their lesbian witchhood experiences, the number to call is 398-4616.
And Aileen would be happy to discuss that witch experience with you.
So we'd love to hear from you, lesbian witches out there, because we've been looking hard for you.
Yeah, yep, yeah. And I came really, really close to having a lesbian witch tonight, but she called in sick. She was going to come on, but she was feeling ill.
You know, maybe it was something in the air.
I guess, but this happened about 4 o'clock this afternoon. She called up and said she couldn't do it. Okay, but anyway, to move on. However, if any of you are in fact interested in Wicca and witches and whatnot, two things. Starhawk is a probably like, what should we call her? The grandmother of modern day witchcraft. Wicca. And there is an article about her in
Today's Woman News. Actually giving the whole lowdown about her and talking about the books that she's written and about the whole new Wiccan movement. And she is quite articulate about that and inspirational. I think she has been the main, you know, kind of leader behind this whole new Wiccan movement.
Mm-hmm. And a book called Spiral Circle, which one of the witches recommended to me was...
It's actually not called The Spiral Circle.
Well, it's not. What's it called?
Your witches are very well informed.
Oh, dear.
It's called The Spiral Dance.
Oh,
by Starhawk.
Dear, what's happening? Oh well, I suppose there's a lot of books.
She also has some other books called Dreaming the Dark and Truth or Dare.
Ah, yes.
And she just had Starhawk just put out a novel called The Fifth Sacred Thing, and it's about kind of a community in the future based on Wicca. Set in the 21st century.
Huh.
So there's a lot out there if you're interested.
Yeah, and one place to get some of this stuff if you are interested is a little shop called La Mélange Magique. And I went there today in my ongoing search for a witch and discovered this little store. It's on St. Catherine Street, 1946 St. Catherine West. It's a mix, like the name suggests. There are lots of books on astrology and metaphysical stuff and healing and meditation and Wicca. And
candles, there's also incense and that kind of thing?
All
too?
Kinds of incense. I mean, it's a mixture of, I suppose we could say, for the serious practitioner, as well as for kind of somebody looking for a little sort of fun thing. There's all kinds of powders.
Like
there's little, like...
Toad's foot powder, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I suppose, although I didn't really read the ingredients.
Toadstools and things?
Well, maybe they were crushed, but it didn't really give me the ingredients. All it had were like a powder for luck. There was an Adam and Eve love potion powder. There was a powder for courage, for conflict, for court cases.
Mm. You know, well, I mean, you know, witches live in the modern day world.
Exactly. Yeah. Passion, peace, something called graveyard dust. I don't know what one would do with that exactly.
It's an interesting subculture, isn't it?
Yeah. And they've got lots of toys. They really do.
What kind of toys?
Well, jewelry, for one thing. Lots and lots of jewelry and crystals and things that swing and sort of spiral around and like neat light games.
That stuff isn't so popular here in Montreal, I don't think. But in Vancouver, I think Wiccan stuff has really made it big and people are really in touch with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, you know, coupled with this, Wicca, witchcraft, that's all, it's old. It goes back an awful long ways. At the same time, in a store like La Mélange Magique, it's about the New Age as well.
Right.
So there's a number of New Age magazines, and one does get that New Agey feeling in the store. There's kind of a New Agey music playing, and there's, you know, crystals and whatnot. But, you know, they were quite friendly, and it was very calm in the store. It was quite nice.
I'm sure.
That way.
Very relaxing.
Lots of different candles, beeswax candles in different colors and textures, and the jewelry, yeah, lots of quite nice jewelry. So that's at 1946 St. Catherine Street West, if you're at all interested in metaphysical supplies and magical playthings.
Oh, actually, I can also recommend the three films from the NFB trilogy on the, you know, the goddess.
Right.
They're available actually at the new ONF Robotech. You can go and watch them there, or you can take them out for the weekend. They're Donna Reed's films, I think. Are they all done by Donna Reed?
Yep.
The Burning Times.
The Goddess Remembered.
The Goddess Remembered and Full Circle. And those all talk, especially The Burning Times talks about witches in the past. So if you're interested in what witches have gone through.
Mm-hmm. And the Robotech, just as an aside, is a really interesting place to access all kinds of NFB films. It's really nicely set up. They've got all their films on laser disc. And you can sit in a very comfy chair. You've got your own screen, your own monitor. Everything's kind of happening. The robot gets the film for you. And it's $2 an hour, I think.
Yeah. You can see where your tax dollars are going.
Right on. It's the corner of St. Denis and Ontario.
De Maisonneuve, actually.
Yeah. Okay, in the neighborhood. Okay, we're going to go to a musical break, and then we're going to come back with our anonymous witch for the night. And she is going to, well, just give us a few spells, some of the sort of spells that maybe we gals might be interested in. So we'll be right back.
Thank you. do that.
We're back. This is Dykes on Mics.
And this is Dykes on Mics, CKUT 90.3 FM. This is our Halloween show. And Aileen, our clever technician, has dug up the Diamanda Galas, I Put a Spell on You, a rather shrieky version, but quite fitting for Halloween. So on the phone right now, I have live our anonymous witch for the night. Welcome.
Good evening.
Witch for the night.
Good evening. How are you?
Well, I'm quite good. How are you?
Oh, doing very well.
I hear there's two of you there, in fact.
Well, yes, my friendly witch. I on a broomstick was attracted by the pumpkin I had out on the balcony.
Is that so? And just kind of flew in?
Yes.
Gosh.
Give me a little witch's brew here.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, just dipping into a little bit of witch's brew. So tell me, do you have children coming to your house?
The children have gone.
Oh, okay.
What was that loud noise?
Well, I'm not really sure what that loud noise was, but we'll just...
Sounded very mortal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knows? There's weird things going on, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anonymous witch for the night, I believe you've got... Well, you've got a book that's got sort of spells in it, and...
Ah, this is a collection of many, many, many spells.
And can you just get a little bit of background on what the book is?
Yes, I would like to give a little background. As a matter of fact, I'd probably introduce you to one of the best books for modern witches called Jambalaya.
Oh.
Natural Woman's Book. And you can pick that up at Androgyny. The author is Louisa Teish. That's T-E-I-S-H. And we'll be reading some of Louisa's different rituals for health towards the end of our day.
Oh, for health, that's good, because there's quite a flu going around right now.
There is.
Yeah.
And so, well, we thought we'd start off with some ancient incantations.
Okay. How ancient are we talking here?
Oh, well, this one probably comes from the 10th century.
No kidding.
Finnish epic.
Finnish?
And I'll just read you out this incantation against sickness.
Okay.
Oh, malady, disappear into the heavens. Pain, rise up to the clouds. Inflamed vapor, fly into the air, in order that the wind may take thee away, that the tempest may chase thee to the distant regions where neither sun nor moon give their light, where the warm wind does not inflame the flesh. That one's particularly for you, Deb, so that your flu will disappear.
Well, thank you, Trish. I guess I'd have to have that in front of me. I really don't remember it.
That's okay. I've said it for you now.
Okay.
It'll work.
Okay, great.
Powerful witchcraft, you see?
Now, who recited this? This was Finnish, you said?
That was a Finnish one, yes.
A Finnish one, okay. 10th century Finnish incantation for health.
And now, probably because you're waiting for a love charm.
Well, Alana is specifically waiting for a love charm, yes.
Well, my visiting witch is going to then help me.
Okay.
This incantation that we're going to send out to all you lovely women listening who need a love charm has to be repeated 3 times. So we'll have to do it together so as not to take up too much radio space.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready? Waiting on Mount Su's shore this quiet evening for you who do not come, I burn with longing, fierce as the fire of the salt pans. Waiting on Mount Su's shore this quiet evening for you who do not come, I burn with longing, fierce as the fire of the salt pans. Waiting on Matsu's shore this quiet evening for you who do not come.
Waiting on Matsu's shore.
I burn
shore
with
this
longing.
Quiet evening for you who do not
fierce
come.
As the fire of
I
the
burn
salt
with
pan.
Longing. Fierce as the fire of the salt pan.
There's a love charm for you.
Wow. So that's just kind of gone out everywhere.
Hey, that is going out everywhere.
Great.
That's a Japanese one from a while back. I'm not sure when.
A while back. Okay. What else you got?
What else we got here? Well, now, from Jambalaya, the book that I was mentioning before,
uh-huh.
This is a really great book because it's kind of an interesting beginner's guide to ritual. So for those who, you know, want to start off but aren't really into the idea of getting involved with large groups who do group ritual, this book has all kinds of little ideas for little rituals that you can do in your own home.
Oh, that's as opposed to public rituals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this woman, she's a very interesting
writer, Louisa Tisch, and also dancer and artist. And this book is written in a kind of autobiographical vein where she talks about her trip back to New Orleans, where she grew up as a little girl, but subsequently moved to California and got involved in all kinds of different black studies there and black politics, and also became quite a well-known dance teacher. Mm. Went back and discovered that voodoo tradition had been a big part of her life, and really researched it so well, talking both to like her family and people in her neighborhood and in New Orleans at large. You know, this is quite a center of different practices.
Mm-hmm.
Folks who are familiar with the Anne Rice novels,
mm-hmm.
can be the setting for many, many witchy things.
Yes, 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 yes.
So anyway, she got a lot of information from those people, and she started teaching women different practical rituals that they could do, and her friends and women who had taken her courses and stuff convinced her that this information was so valuable she should write it in a book. And then we get Jambalaya, mm-hmm. Natural Woman's Book, as I mentioned before. So here we have a chant for self-esteem.
Oh.
Those who doubt that you're a powerful person. You just have to say this, and the visiting witch will be reading that to you right now.
Okay.
Okay? Is that good, Deb?
That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Earth, water, fire, and air. Within me all things are there. Flesh on my bones is like the earth. It's soft but strong and full of worth. The blood that flows within my veins is like the ocean, river, and rain. My spirit soars and takes me higher. Here is where I keep my fire. My breath and thoughts are like the air. I can do everything and go anywhere. Earth, water, fire, and air. Within me all things are there. And so I pledge unto myself power, love, health, and wealth.
Oh, what a nice thing to do for yourself.
Not lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you, witchy. That's very nice.
Self-esteem. I like that one a lot.
You, eh?
Yes.
Me too. I really like that. That's kind of the tone of the book is really about using our... Because I think that's what... witchcraft is about finding our own strength,
mm-hmm.
becoming focused, concentrated, and visualizing what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there one more?
There is.
That perhaps we should end off with?
Okay, this one is, it's actually something that you can do. It's called water gazing.
Water gazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a safe and pleasant way to increase concentration. To exercise the imagination and to stimulate intuition. Okay, and those are the things that we're really trying to...
Mm-hmm. The stimulating intuition's a very good one.
Very good one.
Very good one.
Okay, here it is briefly then.
Okay.
Use a clear glass chalice or bowl. Wash the bowl in salt water and let it drip dry. Now fill it up with clear spring water or rain water or tap water that runs clear. Fill the glass or the bowl to at least 3/4 of its capacity. Now you sit there and take a deep breath. As you inhale, touch the top of the glass at its corners. Place, and if it's round, you know, on the edge of it.
Yeah.
I just don't know any bowls or glasses that have corners.
Corners, no.
There are some. Place both hands over the center of the water and exhale. Feel your breath push through the palm of your hands and into the water. Now, light a white candle and place it to the left or to the right of your position in relation to the glass or the bowl. You sit in a relaxed position and look into the glass through the sides and the top. Initially, you'd want to do this for 5 minutes of a sitting, but later, increase it to 15 minutes a sitting. Allow images to form themselves in the bowl. Write down the images that appear. Do not attempt to project images into the bowl and don't become attached to them at first. Simply keep a record of them until they prove relevant to the events taking place in your life. Now, if you want to intensify your experience, you can add crystals that have been perhaps washed in ocean water. And if to dispose of the water, you have to do this accordingly. Okay? If the images born of the gazing have been undesirable,
Ooh,
then take that nasty water for a walk away from your house and throw it in the street.
throw it down the sewer.
That's the place.
Okay.
Hey, good. Now, if the if it's terrible news, like if it's really bad, the images that you saw, you don't like them at all, flush them down the toilet.
Get them out into the St. Lawrence.
That's right, Jim. Far, far away. And if the news is good, then add the water to your bath.
Oh, and just bathe in it.
Bathe in it. Just luxuriate in it. And when you're not using that bowl, it should be cleaned, or the glass or the chalice, it should be cleaned and filled with water.
Okay.
Okay, a fresh flower could be put into the bowl.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
just to keep it lively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We like decoration, huh?
Well, witches.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and your energy and your spells.
Our pleasure. Now, I hope all those love charms come true.
Oh, let's hope so, and the sickness and the self-esteem and all that.
Absolutely.
Thanks again. Have a good Halloween.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to musical break. We'll be back.
Diary of a Trademark. Diary of a Trademark? November 3rd, Thursday, 1994, the launch of Diary of a Trademark at Stornoway Gallery, 1407 St. Alexandre, 7 p.m. Ian Stevens is the author of this prose poetry extravaganza, this collection of words and blah, blah, blah. What is it all about? What separates this book from the rest of the poetry crap which comes from Montreal's literary towers?
I'm not building a career here. I'm not a teacher. I don't write for the Gazette. I'm not even a poet. I'm a cigarette butt. I'm a broken glass queer. I'm free. My wings are broken. I'm falling. I'm falling, and I don't give a fuck about Leonard's ashram.
So what's your important book about?
Lesions.
That's nice.
I don't care about nice.
What do you care about? Are you all right?
I'm all right.
You seem upset.
It's this fucking chemo. It burns my nerves.
I read your essay in the Mirror from last May, Weary State of Grace. I think you said in that piece that you were mad all the time.
Yeah?
Are you still mad?
I have bouts of serenity between decades of crankiness. I am serenely cranky.
Cause you're dying?
No, cause I didn't get elected pom-pom queen. I don't care about fucking death. I don't know what I care about.
On that note, Diary of a Trademark will be launched November 3rd at Stornoway Gallery, 1407 St. Alexandre, near St. Catherine and Bloery at 7 p.m. Everybody is invited. It's free. There will be performances, and of course, Ian Stevens will be on hand to sell and sign copies.
I don't sign books, Michael. I don't believe in that bullshit. I don't do it. I don't sign books.
probably like, hello.
Hi, we're we're just playing with a little Halloween toy. I maybe you can guess this sound.
Yeah. No, it did better before. It's shy. It doesn't want to be on air.
What's
wrong? Well, it's merely the sound of a little ghost popping out of a plastic pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Just right for small children and radio announcers.
That's right. So that's our little decoration. Well, now, what Andrea has dug up from somewhere is a pocket guide of facts and figures, gay and lesbian stats.
Right.
So, now, I mean, this, it's kind of neat, really. It's not really the sort of thing that you just pick up and read cover to cover. You sort of flip through and discover that Tasmania is the only Australian state in which sexual acts between men are still illegal. Sexual acts between women are not mentioned in the law.
I think what I saw somewhere else in the book is that the places with the strictest standards against homosexuality, a lot of them were in the British Empire, of which Australia would be a part of.
Really?
Right, so Islamic states and former Eastern Bloc states and former British Empire places.
Mm-hmm.
That those are, you know, anything in those categories will probably have, if not current laws, then a history of laws banning homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. And often those laws didn't really apply to women, did they?
No, well, Queen Victoria in particular had not much of an idea of lesbianism. I think they were signing in the indecent acts thing. And she mentioned or someone tried to get her to put in lesbianism as well as gay men. And she thought, well, what in the world could the poor dears do? Like, that was her response, if I remember correctly, from another source.
Vicky. Gosh, is there something you want to say by way of introduction to that book particularly? Or?
No, I mean, it's a rather scattered book. It's hard to get a very complete thing to say about it because it comes from hundreds of different sources, mm-hmm, and it talks about hundreds of different topics. I think to put a little more definition on it, I could say that it's a thin little volume. You know, it's a small thing of about 79 pages. It talks about issues of activism, AIDS, civil rights, demographics, family, media, and so on. So it splits it up that way. And it has a disclaimer in the front talking about how most of the studies were done actually about fairly well-educated white men, and that's the focus of most of the statistics, and that wasn't their choice to focus on for the book. They'd like to have a broader focus, but that's what they could find statistics for as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a book that's a real beginning, and it'll be sort of an heirloom. Within 5 or 10 years, there'll be great big 1,000-page almanacs that give us much more than this, and they'll look back and like, just imagine in 1994 they had this little 80-page pamphlet that had all their statistics.
Yeah, well, for anybody who enjoys statistics, just knowing about a few different things, it's fun. It's just fun to flip through.
I think it's really good for people who get in a lot of discussions and arguments about different points, you know, and they just want to have something to back them up. And
no, only 65% of lesbians go camping.
Exactly. I have been looking for that, but like all summer, people, you know, ask me about lesbians and camping.
Lesbians and camping. Yeah, and you know, some people claim that all lesbians go camping. No, 65% go camping. That's it.
Right.
15% of lesbians own 4 or more cats or dogs.
Well, yeah, but 15%. See, the thing is, you always have to remember with statistics, is that you could configure them any way you want. You don't know how the question was asked, and then you could also compare it to all.